And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's November the 3rd, 2010. Here's a poem to start with, a poem by Robert Frost, Riders. The surest thing there is we are riders, and though none too successful at it, guiders. Through everything presented, land and tide, and now the very air of what we ride. What is this talked of mystery of birth, but being mounted bareback on the earth? We can just see the infant up astride, his small fist buried in the bushy hide. There is our wildest mount, a headless horse, but though it runs unbridled off its course, and all our blandishments would seem defied, we have ideas yet that we haven't tried. Robert Frost's poem, Riders. It's the birthday of the poet William Cullen Bryant, born Cummington, Massachusetts, 1794. Started writing poems when he was 9 years old. His best-known poem, Thanatopsis, written when he was 17. It's the birthday of the writer Joe Queenan, born in Philadelphia, 1950. Grew up in an Irish Catholic working-class family. Joe Queenan, who said, blue-collar people like me have zero tolerance level for the problems of celebrities. So he became a satirist, author of many books, including Imperial Caddy, The Rise of Dan Quayle in America and the Decline and Fall of Practically Everything Else, and Balsamic Dreams, A Short but Selfish History of the Baby Boomer Generation. Joe Queenan, who said, I decided a couple of years ago that I wanted to be a nice person. Like all satirists, I basically hate nice people. I hate do-gooders. I loathe Ben and Jerry. I loathe all of those people. So did Molière. But I thought maybe I should try being nice for a change. And shortly after that, I decided that I didn't want to be a nice person anymore. And it's the birthday of the photographer Walker Evans, born in St. Louis, 1903. Wanted to be a writer, but he suffered from terrible writer's block because he wanted to write so badly he couldn't write a word. So one day he picked up a camera and became a photographer. Here's another poem by Robert Frost for today, a poem entitled Our Hold on the Planet. We asked for rain. It didn't flash and roar, it didn't lose its temper at our demand and blow a gale. It didn't misunderstand and give us more than our spokesman bargained for. And just because we owned to a wish for rain, send us a flood and bid us be damned and drown. It gently threw us a glittering shower down, and when we had taken that into the roots of grain, it threw us another, and then another still, till the spongy soil again was natal wet. We may doubt the just proportion of good to ill. There is much in nature against us. But we forget. Take nature altogether since time began, including human nature in peace and war, and it must be a little more in favor of man, say a fraction of 1% at the very least, or our number living wouldn't be steadily more. Our hold on the planet wouldn't have so increased. A poem by Robert Frost, Our Hold on the Planet. That poem and the earlier poem, Riders, both from The Poetry of Robert Frost, published by Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting the inside world of the Big Top in Circus. You can meet the people who make the magic. Circus starts tonight at 9, 8 Central, on PBS. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.